Protestant Reformed Missions. Small Beginnings. Mission Methods Established 1925 through 1931. Three faithful ministers of the gospel banded together, forsaken and alone. We can only imagine what the Reverends Herman Hoeksma, Henry Danhoff, and George Uphoff felt when the decisions made by Classis Grand Rapids East of the Christian Reformed Church, December 12, 1924, and Classis Grand Rapids West, CRC, January 22, 1925, stripped them of office in the Christian Reformed Church. Out of 247 ministers in the Christian Reformed denomination, only these three men, with the majority of their elders and congregations, had boldly maintained the truth of sovereignty, particular grace, over against the error of common grace. One is reminded of what transpired in the very early history of the Christian Church when a church father named Athanasius made a bold stand over against the error of Arianism. Out of hundreds of bishops, he stood virtually alone, defending the truth of the eternal sonship of Christ, as set forth in the Nicene Creed. For his stand, Athanasius was stripped of his position as Bishop of Alexandria and exiled. Like Athanasius, these three men in 1924 made a bold stand against the Arminianism of the doctrine of God's well-meant offer of salvation to every man through the preaching. They too were stripped of their place in the church they had loved and faithfully served. It is hard to believe that out of 256 congregations in this large denomination of over 100,000 souls, only three congregations, Eastern Avenue Christian Reformed Church, Hope Christian Reformed Church, and Kalamazoo, one Christian Reformed Church, all in Michigan, staunchly defended the 5 points of Calvinism, all of which are denied in the error of the well-meant offer. Talk about small beginnings. It is true that Eastern Avenue CRC had 450 families that followed after the truth together with their minister and elders, but the few that were exiled from the Christian Reformed Church were at best so meager that they did not even make a dent in the Christian Reformed denomination. D.H. Krominga, when later writing A Brief History of the Christian Reformed Church, gave this commentary on what took place in 1924. He writes, "What strikes one in these heresy trials is the fact that everyone found a settlement in a relatively short time without seriously disrupting the church. The controversy surrounding the error of common grace caused a large stir in the CRC for a couple of years, but in the end it did not seriously disrupt this large denomination with its seemingly disinterested clergy." Certainly, three congregations were not enough to form a denomination of churches. At least two of them, Eastern Avenue and Kalamazoo One, could have become grand, independent megachurches, as is the order of our day. But these men were reformed. They saw the need to belong to a denomination of churches. But three churches? How long would they be able to exist? A short time later, these three men sat together around a table with the office bearers that also had been deposed for their support of their ministers. It was January 29, 1925. The purpose of the meeting was to form some kind of union among the three churches. What kind of union this would be had to be determined, so a committee was appointed to come with recommendations to a second meeting to be held on March 6. This second meeting marks the small beginning of the Protestant Reformed churches. For almost the next 2 years, these meetings would continue, with minutes recorded in the Dutch language. They have been passed down to us as the minutes of the combined consistories of the protesting Christian Reformed churches. This was the name adopted by these three churches at that meeting of March 6. An act of agreement was also drafted and signed by those attending this meeting. The act bound these three churches and consistories together in common cause. There is no need to record here the entire act of agreement, since it already can be found in a number of other publications, but there is a particular point in the act that needs mentioning, since it has to do with the mission work of the Protestant Reformed churches. It is stated that one of the purposes for uniting together as consistories was to decide in all matters that pertain to the furnishing of information and advice to others outside of our own congregations. No sooner was the Act of Agreement adopted than the men turned their attention to this matter of mission work. The following was recommended by the committee for immediate approval. We read, the consistories of Kalamazoo I, Michigan, Hope, Michigan, and Eastern Avenue, Grand Rapids, Michigan, at their combined meeting held on March 6, 1925 at Grand Rapids, Michigan, having heard of the various invitations that came to them from Hull, Iowa, to hold a lecture there concerning the present controversy, has decided to send one of its ministers, Reverend H. Hooksma, to Iowa, Wisconsin, and Chicago for the following purpose. 1. To give information concerning the things that have taken place among us of late, and also to present our position in regard to those matters in the form of lecture for our people. 2. To inform those who are interested in our actions, and if that is desired, to allow them to read our resolution of agreement. 3. If it should prove that the interest is of such a nature that the interested parties desire organization, then to serve them with advice how to proceed. 4. And further to give Reverend Hooksma the authority to deal with every situation according to his best judgment. End of reading. The combined consistories adopted this advice with different wording in Article 5. We read, Article 5. Thereupon the proposed trip of Reverend Hooksma was discussed. See Supplement, page 5. The following motion was proposed. That this combined consistory meeting sends out Reverend H. Hooksma to the West, occasioned by the many requests for this, to inform those interested of our action and also to allow them to examine our Act of Agreement, and, if it should prove that the interest is of such a nature that those interested should desire to organize, then to serve them with advice, and, in one word, authorized Reverend H. Hooksma to carry out the matters mentioned above. End of reading. From the minutes of the combined consistories between the dates of March 26, 1925 to November 26, 1926, several churches were planted by the protesting Christian Reformed churches during this period of time. Bear in mind that most of these churches were organized by Reverend Hooksma between the meetings of the combined consistories. These newly organized churches were Hull, Iowa, by April 21, 1925, Waupun, Wisconsin, by August 5, 1925, Byron Center, Michigan, by November 3, 1925, Dune, Iowa, by February 3, 1926, Roosevelt Park, or Granville Avenue, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Hudsonville, Michigan, and Munster, Indiana, by November 26, 1926. During the August 1925 meeting of the consistories, Kalamazoo proposed that it would be a good plan to appoint an extra minister for the now existing churches, who can take the place of one of the other ministers who then would have a freed hand to preach in other places. This motion was defeated, but it was decided at the same meeting to make Ralph Danhoff, a nephew of Reverend Henry Danhoff, a candidate in the protesting Christian Reformed churches, just such a man, one who could preach in our churches in order that our ministers could be given free hand to preach in other places. The combined consistories decided to pay candidate Danhoff a salary and send him to work in a congregation, or congregations, where he was needed. This was done despite the fact that there were several vacant congregations looking for a minister. Though Hull Consistory urged the combined consistories that it was proper to ordain Danhoff into office in order to do this work, this advice was never taken. It is hard to judge the reasoning behind this decision of the combined consistories, since at that time grounds or reasons for decisions were seldom recorded. One reason that perhaps might justify this decision is the urgent need to spread the truth to others, while yet fulfilling the needs of our own congregations. In November of 1925, candidate R. Danhoff reported to the combined consistories his labors during the past 3 months, and was reappointed, still as a candidate, to preach and perform other duties in vacant churches, and wherever work was being done to establish congregations. At that meeting it was also decided what a committee, the seeds of a mission committee, be appointed to oversee the labors of candidate R. Danhoff. 3 months later, Danhoff gave another lengthy report of his labors in Doane, Iowa, and Waupun, Wisconsin, to the February 1926 meeting. He also visited contacts in Pella, Iowa, and Fulton, Illinois. In May of that year, R. Danhoff was appointed once again for 3 months as an assistant to other ministers, while they preached on mission fields or to do this work himself where necessary. But by November of 1926, candidate Danhoff had resigned from the protesting Christian Reformed churches due to personal disagreements and left our fellowship. It is striking, however, that for a period of over 1 year, candidate Danhoff served in the capacity of a roving minister of sorts, under the jurisdiction of an appointed committee for the purpose of assisting in the church extension work of our churches. There were now enough churches in the small denomination to form a broader assembly. At the November 26, 1926 meeting of the combined consistories, it was decided that from this point on, delegates from each consistory would be sent to represent them at a meeting of classes. A new name was also adopted: the Protestant Reformed Churches in America. The method of establishing new churches, however, remained much the same. The small number of ministers in our denomination gave themselves and their time to planting new churches. None labored harder in this cause than Reverend H. Hooksma. In the 25th anniversary booklet of the Protestant Reformed Churches, Reverend Bernard Koch acknowledged this: "All of our limited strength and resources were used to labor in the erring churches which had cast us out, in order to show them the error of their ways and to call them to repentance. During the first years this work was performed almost single-handedly by the Reverend H. Hooksma, who very significantly began his labors in Eastern Avenue Christian Reformed Church, where he was also deposed. Besides ministering the word to a large congregation 3 times a Sunday, editing the Standard Bearer, teaching at the seminary, it was largely through his efforts that our churches grew from 3 congregations to 19 congregations within 10 years. Between the years 1927 and 1931, by means of lectures and preaching, several more churches were added to the denomination. In 1927, Sioux Center, Iowa, and Oak Lawn, Illinois, joined the Federation. In 1928, Kalamazoo, Michigan, was again added. Reverend H. Danhoff, with his congregation, left the Protestant Reformed denomination in early 1926. A few members remained faithful to the PRCA and were reconstituted into a congregation at this time. Also in 1928, Pella, Iowa, and Oskaloosa, Iowa, were organized. Finally, 1929 saw the organization of Holland, Michigan. No new churches were added in 1930 and 1931. Through the work of planting churches, the Protestant Reformed denomination grew from 3 congregations to 16 in 6 years' time. There is one more important development that took place between 1928 and 1931 to which we must direct our attention before summarizing and evaluating the mission methods of this early part of our history. This we consider in our next article.